We went to, he likes to wolf hunt. Brother's got a bunch of dogs, and I go quite a bit with him. He wanted to know if I was going to bring them dogs. I said, oh, it won't be long, probably. And he said, well, we need them. He said, these wolves won't run. Hmm. I said, when they stop, our dog stops. Hmm. And I said, well, we can stop that. When them wolves stop, they better be getting ready to go before them other dogs get there. If one of them gets there, why, he'll be there when they all get there. So, old Bill Reyes told that lady, said, hand me a sack, I want to get some potatoes. And she handed him a little old sack like that. He said, had you got a bigger sack? And she said, yeah. She handed him out a sack full of about 10, 12 pounds of potatoes. And the potatoes there was just cold. Hmm. He said, had you got any more potatoes? I said, yeah, we've got a sack back there in that back room. He went back there and they had 72 pounds of number one white potatoes. It was nice. He come carrying that, him and Boog, that's what I call that boy of mine, he come carrying that sack of potatoes out. Said, you all must aim stay a while. And I said, oh, you ain't seen the crew, they'll be here directly. So we went to get them directly. The boys come in and he said, well, Tom, we're going to make banker out of you. So they went kicking in, they all kicked in $5 a piece. I said, well, I'll put $5 in there and then make $50. And them customers being come in, them boys went to pick it up and bottle up. They wasn't trying to buy it, just watching it. Said, well, you all must aim to stay. I said, well, you aim to eat. That's one thing we aim to do. That's what we come down here for. I said, we didn't come down here just to be running here and back. We may stay a week, we may stay 2 weeks. So, brother told me and old Bill Ray, he said, Thursday evening these boys called me. Went up there and called him. Now, that's the quickest phone call ever I seen put through. He had to come out tomorrow. He lives 2 or 3 miles up here. Bill asked this lady, said, you all got a telephone? Said, yeah, right there. And he picked up the phone and told him what number he wanted. And she said, where are you calling from? And he asked this lady, said, what's y'all's number? Before she could get him told, Roy said, hello. And he said, hi, Roy. I said, dadgum, you don't mean to tell me that they connected up that quick. Said, brother, he's talking anyway. Said, well, how is everything? We told him it's ready for a good wolf hunt. So he said, well, I'll be there in the morning. So I'll be there by 12. About 11 o'clock, he drove up down there. And we went up close to Kingston. We just camped 8 miles southeast of there. We went up there that night, jumped them wolves and run them about all night, caught one. Next morning, all of them went to sleep. Me and two old boys down there, and them dogs went right up in town. Yeah.
So,
yeah, they was really putting me on. I said, well, I hear old Ike and Smokey, and there's a bunch of fine mouths. I don't know what they are, but I don't know nothing but Ike and Smokey. Hmm. This old boy said, you mean that little dog that you call Ike? You mean he's 12 years old? I said, that's right. And he said, boy, I bet he's been a powerful dog. And I said, yeah. Up to the year ago, he didn't ask him any questions. Went up and eat dinner, or eat breakfast in town. All said, there's four of us. Said, well, we want hotcakes this morning. Let's go up town and eat. And we went up there and eat.